Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joyful, joyful.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the
Priest,
the Pom,
and the Poof.
This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community. And good evening, if you've got any eardrums left after that last track.
I actually didn't mind it.
I kicked them out of the studio and said, turn it down, turn it down, turn it off.
A special thanks to White Noise. They're on before us every week.
Each to their own. And they're lovely kids, those two. But that's just not my kind of music. Anyway, welcome to the Spirit Lounge. We're here every Tuesday night from 9 till 10 on Joy 94.9. This is the Pom and I'm joined by
the Poof.
Oh, you couldn't remember for a minute. Now, we've lost the Priest because the Priest is with her SES hat on, which is her day job, is up near the border helping people in the floods.
Yeah. I received a phone call from her saying, I'm getting flooded away.
I think she's got her waders on. Mm. So, sadly, she can't make it down to Melbourne. We might be able to catch her on the phone and she'll give us an update on what's going on. And if not, we'll just talk about her instead.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
So, as usual, we have a busy hour. We're going to talk to you about Mardi Gras because I was there, lucky little Pom. And we're also going to look at a couple of the religious festivals that are going on this week. If we can, we will try and get hold of the Priest up in the flood areas of northern Victoria. And we've got bits and pieces of news and what have you. So let's kick off tonight. Thank you for joining us. And this is you too, City of Blinding Lights.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're in the Spirit Lounge with Andrew and with Bertie. Now, Bertie, you have been off investigating, doing some investigative reporting over the weekend, I understand.
Is that what you call it?
Well, that's what I'd like to call it. I'm sure there was more partying than investigative reporting happening.
We were partying at Mardi Gras, which was, as usual, absolutely superb. It peed with rain for about 3 out of the 4 hours. And it's that kind of rain that swirls up your brolly. So there's no point in even having a brolly.
Oh, were you soaked?
Well, we were soaked, but the area we were in, we all got little blue ponchos. So we all looked like Smurfs. So we were the Smurf crowd. If you see any of the YouTube coverage, we were the Smurf crowd all in little blue ponchos. Because the thing is, you can't hold drink, umbrella, camera. We had pom-poms and boas. And, you know, you can't hold all of that and a brolly. So we ditched the brolly and, so we were the Smurf.
Ditched the brolly for more important things, glass of wine and a camera.
But it was absolutely fabulous. And, of course, this was, I think, the 34th year because it kicked on back in 1978.
Yeah, I must say, I am not I've never been to Mardi Gras, so I don't really know what it's all about. I know that maybe I should get my pink card revoked for saying that. But, I've never been to Mardi Gras. I understand it's a massive parade. But can you tell me more?
Like, it is.
Who did you see parading?
Well, it's phenomenal. I caught a glimpse of Kylie because, of course, Kylie had her K25 celebrating 25 years in the business. So she called her float the K25 float. And it was, just clad in Swarovski crystal. I mean, this float must have cost an absolute fortune.
It would have glimmered.
Oh, it did. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It sort of shone in the lights and in the rain. But I caught a glimpse of Kylie. She stopped at Taylor Square and did a little number, and then zoomed off, and obviously was headlining the show down at the end at the party. But good honour. And you know, I was looking at the website, various internet websites today, and I'm sure that the LGBTI community must probably be her biggest fan base, I would imagine.
Oh, potentially.
Yeah, and she always recognises us, you know, and she's always just fabulous, and she's so behind equality and gay marriage, and she's just cool. Yeah, she's great.
And what about, like, were there other, like, small community organisations that were participating as well?
Yeah, there were. There were. I was looking at the stats today, and there were, get this, there were 9,100 participants, so that's in the parade, there were 9,100 people, 134 floats. It took 3 hours to start and finish. There were 1,100 volunteers, and there were 30,000 spectators at the parade. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Wow, that's massive.
It's huge. And the rain didn't dampen people's spirits at all. I mean, everyone was just as vocal and as smiley and happy and having a great time. And it's such a wonderful atmosphere of just sheer celebration of, you know, our lifestyle, our community, our culture, because, you know, we are our own culture, I do believe. But I was looking at the history, and it was really interesting because, 34 years ago they started, and of course it really was a march rather than a parade. And there was a few hundred people, and they gathered, some in fancy dress, and they followed one truck, which was playing, you know, their music very loud out of the open windows, you know. They went down Oxford Street to Hyde Park, and revellers sort of started to join them along Oxford Street. The police intercepted, and they tried to stop it, and they actually arrested the driver of the float. I think by then there was something like about 1,500 revelers on the very first one.
But it was actually like in protest.
It was March, and it was in protest. And it was Sydney's contribution to the International Gay Solidarity Celebrations. And that event was born out of the Stonewall riots in New York. So this was Sydney's reaction to the Stonewall riots in New York. And everyone over here suddenly thought, right, hang on, you know, what they're doing in New York is absolutely right. The way they've been treated by the police was absolutely hideous. So I think hopefully they had their eyes open a little bit here by what had happened in New York. And of course, this was the beginning of the movement here, if you like, 34 years ago. But it all ended pretty horribly because lots of people got arrested and, you know, the police intervened, and it was all pretty awful. But you know, now what, 34 years later, it's an internationally renowned festival with 100 different events over 2 weeks. It's the biggest celebration of our culture and community in the world, without a doubt. It's a huge event on anyone's calendar. And another lovely stat I read, courtesy of Optus, who were one of the big sponsors, and they had this great trivia on one of the websites, and they said in 1988 there were 15 Dykes on Bikes to open the parade, and on Saturday there were 180.
I can just imagine. I mean, being a motorbiker myself, and not quite a dyke on a bike, but you know,
you could be a token dyke, darling.
That would have been amazing to participate in. That would have been so cool.
They are extraordinary, and they all dress up, and some of them had like cowboy hats with lights, and they had lights around their bikes, and a couple of them kind of took their bras off. And you know what? It's always the ones who shouldn't take their bras off that take them off. Put your clothes back on. But no, they are fabulous, and they go up to Taylor Square, and then they turn around and they come back down and they lead the parade. And they were absolutely marvellous. This year's theme was infinite love, but the message for me was definitely about equality. 20 of the floats, I think, were promoting marriage and equality rights. The gay Catholics had a float. The gay Jews had a float. And, you know, it generates in excess of $40 million in the economic benefit to the city. I mean, it's just huge.
From our angle, being the spirituality and faith show, what did you walk away thinking, oh, there are more organizations than I thought going out there and like doing their thing and promoting spiritual issues? Or
I think I'm going to answer that in a roundabout way. Excuse me. I think what always amazes me and is so heartwarming is that you see proud parents out there who are backing their gay kids. You see people there, you know, who are desperate to foster and adopt children, and you know, the buy-in from the heterosexual community is huge. And okay, yes, it is a party atmosphere. It's very uplifting. It's a very happy evening. I think there were only something like 13 arrests, and that was probably idiots kind of, you know, piggybacking, and like they were done for drugs and all that kind of crap. But you know, they probably didn't even, you know, weren't there really.
It wasn't in the spirit of the event.
But the rest is, and it's just electric. And it is so uplifting, and it is just such a happy, happy occasion. And I love it when I see, there are minority groups there, but I think the heterosexual community supporting the gay community, for me, is just fabulous. Hmm. Absolutely great. So it was a super time. So to anyone else who's listening who was there, I hope you had equally as good a time as I did, because I love it. It is firmly in my calendar for next year.
I think you're going to drag me along for next year, maybe.
We should sort out a joy float, shouldn't we, really?
I think someone might have been on that.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the Pom and the Puff, and the priest is missing.
She's away in the floods.
She is. And she is helping all those poor, poor people who are wading around in feet and feet of water.
I wonder if she's sandbagging. I can imagine. I can imagine Joy sandbagging.
Put some muscle on the girl. She's going to listen to this next week and kill us, isn't she?
Probably.
Anyway, the priest is missing. We do keep trying her on the phone because she said she'd love to talk to us from the flood-stricken districts of Northern Victoria, but her phone's off, which means she's either dropped her phone in the water or she's very, very busy looking after people. Now, that was Lady Gaga, Born This Way, and that was the kind of slightly acoustic-y version, which
I quite
like.
Yeah, I think it's called the Country Road Mix. Excellent.
Didn't sound very country, but anyway, that was lovely. Now, we're going to talk about festivals because it's this time of year where there's lots of different denominations have different celebrations around the world. And one of them, which I found very interesting, is called, do you think it's Holi or Holly, Andrew?
My pronunciation is terrible. I believe that it's pronounced Holi.
Holi.
And it's a Hindu festival.
It is. And it welcomes the spring, which of course is a little bit not right here because we're in the Southern Hemisphere. But if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, they're about to welcome the spring. And it celebrates new life and energy of the season. And it's got a great story because it celebrates Krishna. And of course, Krishna is a central figure in Hinduism. And it's the legend of Holika and Prahalad. And Holika was a demoness in Hindu mythology who was burnt to death, and her death signifies the triumph of good over evil. Now, Holika, it says here, carried, but I'm sure probably dragged Prahalad to the fire. But because of his unshakable devotion to God, he escaped without injury whilst Holika perished. So hence, the moral of the legend is that good always wins over evil, and those who seek to torment the faithful will be destroyed. Great. I love all these mythologies and stories. It's particularly celebrated in northern India. Very exuberant festival, lots of singing and dancing. And apparently, this sounds a bit like Mardi Gras, they throw paint at each other and scented powder and perfume. And
I actually was looking on Travel Advisor about this festival, and they said it is a little bit Mardi Gras-esque. I think it's really kind of opportune that they're almost at the same time.
I know. I think this is the Hindi Mardi Gras, but they're just not calling it that. But anyway, that's, and they light bonfires in the roads, there's this gender rivalry that goes on, and this contest between men and women, and public flirting, and anyway, all sorts of nonsense. But it sounds amazing, and they mark this story every year. And the bonfires are not only the bonfires purify the air of evil spirits. That's great, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to call that the Hindu Mardi Gras. Anyway, it's really called Holi, and it's spelled Holi. There you go.
There's also one that I spotted, is a Jewish festival called Purim. Mm. It commemorates the time when the Jewish people were living in Persia, and they were saved from extermination by the courage of a young woman called Esther. And the way that you kind of celebrate Purim is to perform plays and parodies and hold beauty contests and kind of celebrate all those sorts of things. Purim is not subject to all the restrictions on work that affect other Jewish holidays. However, some sources argue that Jews probably shouldn't go about their ordinary business at Purim out of respect for the festival. The main commandment during the period of Purim is to read the Book of Esther, and also to listen to other people reading it. I imagine kind of a gathering.
Purim. Hmm. That sounds amazing. Well, we've had a couple of messages I'd like to read out. Jerry, who's on the front desk, you must go to Mardi Gras Fab, he says.
Must is spelt in capital letters.
It is.
I think he might be rushing in here to revoke my pink card.
And it sounds like he was there too. And then we've also had a lovely message from Jason. Loved that version of Born This Way. Fantastic track after 4 hours straight of massage.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know, Jason, whether you've had 4 hours of massage or whether you've given 4 hours of massage.
I suspect it's giving 4 hours worth of massage.
Like, he'd be like a jelly if he'd had 4 hours of massage, wouldn't he?
There'd just be nothing left.
Good to hear from you, Jason. I go and relax now if you're the masseur. Anyway, we have another song now, which I'm going to let Mr. Pufter introduce because this is his choice.
This one's a lovely one. You guys all know that I have a bit of a soft spot for Kate Miller-Heike. Mm-hmm. This track is called Four Spare Seats.
You're on the Spirit Lounge with the Pom and the Puff and no priest because she's helping everyone in the floods in Northern Victoria.
She's a superhero. She's our own little superhero.
She is. And when she's called, off she goes. So there's no way she was going to get back tonight. Jason's emailed us again to say, yes, I've just given 4 hours of massage. Well, Jason, go and rest your hands, darling. Now, we've been talking about Mardi Gras because it was such a fantastic weekend up in Sydney. And I've got to read this out because Kylie Minogue was interviewed by one of the gay press, and I don't know how many people know this. I didn't know that. She wasn't aware that her surname has even passed into the gay lexicon. In certain circles, a Minogue is a collective noun for a group of gay men. A Minogue of gays.
I was quite surprised by that one as well.
I don't know whether someone's making that up. It says, in certain circles.
Well, you know, all it takes to get a word added to the dictionary is for it to be used commonly enough.
So while we listen to the next track, I'm going to look it up on the internet and see what it says. But anyway, there we are. So now, this is one of your favourite artists. Is it Artist of the Month?
This is our new Artist of the Month. His name is Matthew West.
Is he an Aussie?
He's not an Aussie. He was born in the US. He's about 34, 35 years old. He's got a solo career, writing and singing his own music, but he's also worked as a songwriter for Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh. I was a bit surprised about that one. And Mandisa, which is one that Joy loves,
yep.
As well as a whole host of other musicians, both Christian and secular.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of started his singing songwriting career back in 1997. And in later years, he's been nominated for several Dove Awards for his album, which is titled Happy.
Mm. Okay.
During 2007, he experienced a whole bunch of like vocal cord issues and was ordered to rest his voice for a period of 2 months. During the time, he documented his journey in a video documentary entitled Nothing to Say. And then the next record that he brought out was called Something to Say.
Well, ain't that the fact?
At the moment, his latest album is called Story of Your Life, and legend would have it that the album was written as a response to thousands and thousands of fan letters that he received, with people just sharing their own journey with him. So Matthew reportedly locked himself away in a remote cabin and studied the letters and reflected while he was writing the album, and it's his response to his fans. So the first track that we're going to listen to is called Stop the World. You're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. We just heard two tracks by our new artist of the month, Matthew West. The first one was called Stop the World, and the second one is called Safe and Sound. And I was just saying during the break, that second track goes out to my friend Matt, who's expecting a baby any moment now.
Well, I hope you mean his wife.
Yes, his wife is. Well, you know, they're both expecting. But his wife will be doing all the heavy lifting, I imagine.
Oh, now we have an email, or it could be an SMS. I can't tell.
I think it's an SMS.
It says SMS in capital letters. But you see, being blind is a bat. Now, we've been talking about the festivals in March, and we talked about the current ones on this week. But one of our listeners has said the 25th of March in Greece is the holiest of days, celebrating their independence. It's a bit like the 4th of July in the US. Just letting you know. Thank you very much, anonymous person. We will certainly cover that towards the 25th of March. That's great. That's given us something to talk about on the 25th of March.
I can't wait to find out a bit more about it.
Greece is the word. Is it not?
The word is the word.
Greece is the word of the word. Fantastic. And so they should celebrate their independence. It is the most amazing country. And if you haven't been to Greece, you know what? I was just reading an article about it in one of the other trade magazines. Think about going, because the Aussie dollar buys a lot of euros right now. And you know what? They need the tourism.
You could go and, like, single-handedly bail them out? Well, is that the plan?
No, I'm not suggesting I'm going to do that, but I'm going to encourage everyone to go and be tourists.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
And visit Greece, and especially go to the Greek islands. You have seen nothing like it in the world. They're absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'll have to add that onto my list.
Yeah, do, now, you must.
Speaking of, you know, other parts of the world, you've found a bit of newsy stuff for us from Russia.
This is a bad one. Now, each week I dig around looking for relevant news to our community, and if it's got a religious twist, that's even better. Now, this doesn't particularly have the latter, but I want to rant about this for a couple of minutes, if I may, because this is just completely shocking. This is about Russia. Despite condemnation from world leaders, and even though they've signed international treaties, including the European Convention on Human Rights, the Russian city of St. Petersburg has proposed a discriminatory bill that will criminalize homosexuality, restricting the freedom of expression by and for gay citizens and visitors. Now, if the governor of the state signs the gay gag bill, as it's being called, that means that any public activities promoting homosexuality will be illegal. And the final decision is next week. And there's heaps of this on the internet, and there's heaps of people joining the petition.
Just imagine if that happened here, that means no joy.
Well, exactly. We'd be redundant, wouldn't we?
We'd be
back talking to ourselves again. Now, if this law is passed, it would push the whole community underground. It will make the LGBTI community invisible once again. It would ban reading, writing, speaking, debating, reporting. It would target pride marches and theatre, the visual arts, the performing arts. You name it. They're talking about absolutely everything. The lawmakers in Russia say, quote, "This is a declaration of Russia's moral sovereignty and claims the bill would rid Russia of Western government's intrusion on Russian law." You know what? And I actually posted something on the internet today. It's nothing to do with Western governments. It's to do with Russia not acknowledging the social evolution of their own citizens. Don't you think?
It's a really difficult issue, and it does get, like, it gets under my skin to think that there's even a proposal for this sort of legislation to be before any government.
And a country the size of Russia, and, you know, they're all travelling these days. A lot of the Russian students go and study overseas. You know, there are Russians in every country. I hear them here. I hear them in London when I'm back home. Anyway, so Polina Savchenko, who's the director of the Coming Out LGBTI organisation, was quoted as saying, "This law installs a culture of censorship in what was once Russia's most cosmopolitan city. At a time when people all over the world are opening up and coming out, this law puts Russia back in the closet. Our government must be held accountable for their treaty obligations," which I think is a wonderful statement. And at the same time, this is what's completely contradictory. Now, coming from my world, of my day job of tourism, Russian leaders recently announced they want to invest $11 billion to build their international reputation and attract tourists from around the world. St. Petersburg is key because it's the cosmopolitan window to the West. Do you know what? They can't have it both ways. You can't want, you can throw $11 billion if you want to at your tourist economy, but that can't coexist with a city that completely muzzles artists and performers and musicians and citizens and visitors. It's unbelievable. Now, if you're interested in this particular subject, because you can hear in my voice, it absolutely got under my skin today. I'm feeling my blood boiling already again.
I can see you going a bit red on the other side of the desk.
It's quite hot in here. All Out have released a video seeking petition support from around the world. This is what I signed today, to make the state governor think twice. Now, what's really interesting about this video, the music to the video is by famous Russian composer Tchaikovsky, who himself was gay. You can view it on samesame.com.au and you can view it on allout.org. And if you are deciding where to go on vacation this year, I'll tell you what, don't bother with Russia because they don't deserve your tourist spend. End of rant.
End rant.
End rant.
And to top off your little rant, we're going to have a little bit of Kylie. What track is this that you've got lined up for
now,
us?
Now, hang on. Before I introduce Kylie, we've got another message, just because we're talking about other countries in the world. Gorgeous stuff on Greece there. So true. Hugs and kisses. Thank you, whoever that's from. I wish people would give their name. Obviously, there's a Greek listener out there.
I think we might have a couple.
Now, this is Kylie. And this is called... This is a lovely track. Not played as much as Can't Get You Out of My Head. This is called Dance Floor.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. Just during that promo, I was having a listen going, oh, codependent, lesbian, alien, six, same. That is actually what they were, that is actually what Sonia is going to be speaking about coming up next. So that's in Sci-Fi and Scream in about 5 minutes' time.
I thought you turned into a robot all of a sudden when you went like that.
No. So we're just about up for this week. Next week we've got Matt Glover coming onto the show, and he's going to have a bit of a chat with us about his views on various issues, mainly focusing around kind of gay and lesbian issues and how we interact with our faith. So it will be really interesting to have him back on the show.
It will be, because he's been with us before and he's a great speaker and a really knowledgeable guy. So that'll be fabulous. And have you noticed, you see, when Priesty's not here, we run on time.
We do. without all the talking, extra talking and laughing.
Oh, bless her. Her ears must be burning. But no, you're with the Pom and the Puff on Spirit Lounge 94.9. We're here every Tuesday night from 9 till 10.
The other way that you can also access our stuff, if you miss an episode or if you'd like to catch up with what we've been up to, or if we had a really interesting interview that you'd like to catch up with at some later date, you can visit our website. We've got all the links so that you can download the podcast and such from there. Our web address is spiritlounge949.weebly.com.
And I must say, our website is looking pretty cool. And I'd like to say publicly thank you to Pete. Is it Pete, isn't it?
Yeah, Pete's been looking after it.
Because it's looking really good.
It's looking fabulous.
Yeah.
Much, much more fabulous than when I was looking after it. So do check it out. Also, if you like, you can follow the links through to any of the Joy shows from joy.org.au. So not just ours. That's about all that we have time for today. We're going to close the show out with a track from Robin. It's called Hang With Me.
Wonderful. Goodbye. See you next week.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.